Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today on the Hope Talk Radio Show. And I host a show every Thursday, good Lord willing. And I, excuse me, I have, hopefully we'll have some guests coming on. We are broadcasting this show 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And on Saturday, we have a special morning show at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. The weekly shows are broadcast from 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern Time, and anyone is invited that wants to come on. We don't exclude anyone from this program, and we'll talk with you and listen to whatever you want to talk about. And we will, and if you're on the internet, we hope that you will enjoy the show, and that you will find something that interests you in our discussions. If anyone wants to dial into the show, you can get in on 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And we will be happy to talk with you. Whoever dials in, your number will appear on our studio display on our computer, and we will realize that you're coming on, and we will open up your microphone so you can talk. And if you don't want to talk, that's okay, because you may be just coming on to hear what it's all about, and that's what we'll talk about. Or you may want to talk about some things that you're involved in that might be of interest to all of us. So whatever it is, dial in, and if you want to, invite a friend, invite a neighbor, invite a friend, invite a family member, whoever. We'll be happy to discuss our programs with you and find out if you have some needs that we can help you with. So our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. We use a pay it forward philosophy that we sincerely are looking to help you and to help whoever you want us to help in your family or in your social friends or in your neighbors or whatever it is. We have programs that concentrate on veterans, special needs, and people that are first responders, and that's a very large category, first responders, because it covers all kinds of people, like people that are teachers, people that are, work in restaurants or work in grocery stores or department stores, wherever, cab drivers and all different police officers, medical people, people that are EMS people, and so forth. So it's a large category of people. And we also work with seniors, and we work with people with special needs. And I particularly concentrate on the family. The family unit, as we believe, is the foundation of our society. And since I have a large family, I have a lot to talk about family, and I do that at every show. I talk about the kinds of things that we do in our family that helps our children and their children and their children, because we have three generations of a family that we work with. And so as I said, we don't exclude anybody. Everybody's invited. So if you want to, dial in and 714-816-4686. And we do this program this time of day because we call it Giving People Hope for Lunch. And that's what it's all about, is giving people hope. And doing it at lunchtime in the East here, we feel that's a good time for people to just take a break and reach out to get some hope in any area you might want help in. So the Hope Talk Radio was founded by a young man. he was not a young man, but we call him a young man. Dr. Joel Griffin started promoting the Hope Talk Radio about 20 years ago, and I've been involved with it ever since then, in several different capacities. One day, Dr. Griffin came to me and he says, "Bob, how would you like to host one of the radio shows one day a week?" Oh my goodness! I had never done anything like that. I had never talked to a group of people on a radio show, and I just was a little bit apprehensive about it. But Dr. Griffin was a very convincing guy, and he thought that I would be a good influence to people, and he wanted me to agree to take on one of the shows. So I did. And guess what? I found out it was a great experience for me, a great learning experience for one, but also a great opportunity to talk with people about things that I have been involved in all my life. And that's why I agreed to do it, and that's why I continue to do it. I welcome you all, and I have a couple of guests that I've invited today, but so far no one has come on, but that's okay. Some days we have many guests. Some days we only have a few guests. Some days we only have one guest, but that's okay, because the show goes on, and I can talk. That way I can talk about what the Hope Collection is all about and what we're doing to help people. As I said, Dr. Griffin founded the Hope Collection, and he was a great visionary. He has passed on to a better life about a year and a half ago now, and he has a wonderful wife, Ardith. They were married for more than 50 years, and they have two children, a daughter and a son. And I think they have now, I don't know, five or six grandchildren, but it's just a wonderful opportunity for people just to get some hope in their life, because a lot of times things that are going on, and heaven forbid, there's so much going on in our country today that I believe needs to be get back to the roots that we started our country on. And that's the roots of being a Judo-Christian company or our country. And it was founded based on Christian principles and Jewish principles that are based on truths in the Bible. And so we talk about the truths. We talk about how that relates to our families. And I have tried to be a spiritual leader in my family, because I believe that's what the good Lord wants us to do. He wants the male, the husband in a husband-wife relationship, to be a spiritual leader and to guide his wife and his family and himself to believe and to worship and to support what it is that the good Lord wants us to do. And it's all outlined pretty well in the Bible. And everything in the Bible is, I believe, is actual truth. It's based on real events that happened during the lifetimes of the Jewish people in the beginning, and then the Christian people when Jesus came. And that's over 2,000 years ago when Jesus came to the earth, and God sent him here to teach us and to guide us and to help us and to show us the way and to give us the good word and to allow us to be saved and allow us to be forgiven of all of our sins, because we're all sinners. I'll be the first one to profess to that we are all sinners, and but we have been forgiven, and we have been given opportunity to do what he wants us to do, and that's to love him and love his people, and to help people in any way that they need help. So that's why the Hope Collection radio show was set up, and it was an outgrowth of a larger effort, which is called the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection is a whole collage of different organizations and different programs and so forth. Things like the Golden Rule Society has joined up with the Hope Collection, and that was founded by Captain Len Kane, who was a Top Gun Navy pilot, and he was nominated 5 times already for the Nobel Peace Prize. He hasn't won it yet, but he's come in second on one of the years that he was nominated. So he's just a wonderful man that is almost like a mirror image of Dr. Joel Griffin, who was a tremendous servant leader, and Len Kane also is a tremendous servant leader. If you want to hear him, the president of the Hope Collection, they join up on a Friday on tomorrow's show, so you can hear Len Kane and Ron Clayton, who is the president of the Hope Collection right now. We have a board of directors that kind of keep tabs on the what's going on in the Hope Collection, and to bring in new organizations and new programs and new people. And so that's what we do, and we work together as a team. See, there's so much to be done that one person can't do it by themselves. You have to have others, the expertise and the desire from other people to want to help other people. And that's why we say our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. And our program is growing. It's growing, and it's being updated right now. We have new technology that we're using. We have a TV network, and we have a whole lot of other things that are available to people today, YouTube and portal and other things like that we have, Facebook. We're connected. We're connected with many, many other organizations, many other sites, and that's why we call it a collection, because it is. It's absolutely a collection of people and organizations and that are working together for a common cause, and that is to help people and to help them to help other people. So that kind of gives you, in a nutshell, some of the areas that the Hope Collection is involved in. And we have 8 pillars that we call pillars of the Hope Collection. That's things like the family unit, which I've been assigned to. Actually, I volunteered for that. But anyway, and then we have things like faith-based organizations and programs, and we have housing programs, or most people, many people are interested in housing because you have to have a home that you can live in. It can be either an apartment, or it can be a home you rent, or it could be a home that you own or lease. It can be a lot of different things. But most people are interested in housing, very interested in housing. Many people want to upgrade their housing. Many people want a bigger apartment. Well, we have programs that can help people in all of those areas. And things like clean air and water, people are interested in that. And healthful living, people are interested in that also, very interested in that. Things like education and certifications. The Hope Collection has programs available through that can help people in their education through all the way through the graduate degrees, and so and they're very inexpensive, and they much less expensive than going through through either the public schools or private schools or universities that are very expensive. I can give you an example in my family. One of my grandchildren just graduated from Yale University. He finished his 4-year degree, and I think he's working on his master's now. But anyway, he was admitted, but the cost of that was just intolerable, $75,000 to $80,000 a year to get a 4-year education. So that's more than $250,000. It's more than $300,000. And I was thinking in the millions already. He's going to be a millionaire because he's working in financial advisement, and I know that he's doing very well. And then his sister, his younger sister, is 2 years behind him, but she was also admitted to Yale. And I don't know if you all know it, but Yale is considered to be the number two top university in this country. And so that's quite an accomplishment for them. But see, they were given the example. The example was set for them by their parents to help people in your lifetime. Be involved in the community. Be involved in your school. Be involved with your friends and help people all your life, in your church and whatever. So they learned from the examples of their parents and their grandparents. And so that just a testimonial that shows what can be done in families. And it takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of coaching and counseling with the children, and helping them in any way they need help. One of my other children, I have 9 children, by the way, 5 daughters and 4 sons. And I'm very, very proud of all of them because they're all doing different things in their lives. I didn't tell any one of my children what they had to do as far as what they wanted to do with their career in their life. But I told them to decide on a particular area and then focus on that area. That's one thing I told them. I said, look, if you want to be good at something, you need to focus on it. You need to decide what it is, first of all, and then work out a plan of how you're going to accomplish that. And that's what we did, working together with them. My wife and I and others in our family all work together as a team. And then in the Hope Collection, we do the same thing. We all work together as a family and as a team to help anybody that needs help. For example, I'm working a lot with the immigrants, primarily with the Spanish immigrants, because I have a ministry in my church, a Spanish ministry. And I've been involved in that for about 5 years now. And I love the Spanish people. They are just such tremendous family members, and they have so much love to give to each other. And they are families and friends and all of them working together and just opening up their hearts and opening up their houses and be willing to work hard and to accomplish and to be a good citizen in this country. I have one of the areas that I've been working on with the Spanish immigrants is helping them to learn the English language. Now, I'm not a teacher, but I have the ability to teach people that God has given me. And we use a workbook, and it's very easy. And sometimes we'll use an online program also that can be used to learn the language. There's a big advantage to the online programs is that they can do it at their own time and at their own home. They can sit down and just work through the program. And then we have met once a week. I've been involved up to as many as six families at a time, where once a week we'll meet. And we'll go over how to speak the language. What are the words that they have to learn? And I tell them to concentrate on a couple of hundred words, because in the English language, I think there's over 40,000 words. So, but concentrate on a couple of hundred words, words that would be used every day. Like I'm going home, you know, or I'm going to work, I'm going to school. This is my friend Joe, or this is my friend Sally. You know, those kind of words. Learn those short statements and those kind of words first, and then teach them how to speak it, and the difference between Spanish words and English words, and some are similar, some are very different. Some English phrases are very simple, some of them are very difficult, and some Spanish phrases, some are very simple, some are very difficult. So those are the kinds of things that we teach the Spanish people. And I'm not doing it by myself. I have other people that are helping me. In fact, some of the Spanish people that are bilingual, one in particular, a lady in our church, she and her husband offered their home for us to start the program, and that's what we did. And then we worked in other homes, worked with other families. So it's very easy for us to do it, because we don't have to rent space, and we don't have to we know which home we're going to be working in, which day, which home, and what time. We meet for about an hour to an hour and a half, and I found that the Spanish people, you always have to have something to drink and something to eat when you're there. Whether it's coffee or tea or soda or no hard drinks, no hard liquor, and no beer, none of those kinds, no alcohol. So, but we have refreshments and something to eat, whether it's cookies or pie or whatever it is. Every time we meet, they prepare something. So, and that's a good thing. And I think that's it's showing that they appreciate us and they appreciate what we're doing and how we're helping them. And that's what's we refer to that as the cycle of appreciation. And the good Lord has said it in the Bible. He says, you do the works that I want you to do, and I will reward you for those things. I will reward you for whatever you do. If you are, believe in me and you profess that, I will reward you for that. And so we're not doing it for that reason, but we know that if we do it, that's what's going to happen. And believe it or not, he rewards us more than what we could possibly expect. And it's like teaching the English language to the Spanish people. I have gotten so many rewards out of that. They're so appreciative, and they're always willing to help. And when I see the smiles on their faces when they can start to speak some of the English language and write it and to write paragraphs and so forth and write letters, they get a big smile on their face because they've accomplished that. And I that's my reward for it. And the more I see that, the more I just am so appreciative to the good Lord for what he does for us. So anyway, the English language is one area with the Spanish people. Housing is another big area for them. Some of them have gotten housing where two or three families are living together, and they'd like to have their own place. Well, we work with them for a plan, make recommendations to them on what they can do to change that situation. And whatever it is, if it's making additional income, or if it's starting a business, some of them want to be business owners, so helping them to start a business, that's some areas that we can help them with. Another area that the Spanish people are interested in is getting their citizenship. If they don't have citizenship, they want to get their citizenship. And I found by working with them, it's a very important, but it's also a very rigorous process, and it takes time to get it done. You can't just do it by going online and filling out the forms. No, you have to follow through the process, and you have to pay whatever fees are there, and it can be expensive. And it is, especially if you do it through an attorney, because there are many attorneys that help them. They have to get medical exams that are required by the INS, by the immigration people. And those are expensive, those exams. And you have to get a document, everything regarding your past, regarding your when you became this country, and what you do for a living, how many children you have, how much income do you make, all kinds of things like that you have to answer. And then you have to go to meetings sometimes in the process, and you have to get checked out. They check out people, and you have to give them whatever information is required for them to do that, to research you. And then if you're working, they need to know where you're working, and sometimes they ask for letters from people that might be recommending that they are allowed to become citizens. And I've done that many times. I've written letters for people. So that just gives you an idea of some of the things that we're working on with the and making additional income is a big thing for them, and housing is a big thing for them, and learning the language and becoming a citizen. I have a personal experience with that. I have 5 years ago I met a young woman that was that came to this country, and her daughter introduced me to her, and we went to lunch, we talked, and we had several meetings after that, and eventually I asked her if she was interested in getting married, and she said yes. Well, we went through that process, so we've been married now for about a year and a half, and she has two daughters. They're in their 30s, and several grandchildren. And in fact, one of her daughters on Good Friday of this year had a new daughter that came into the family, and then one of her granddaughters just had a child, a son. So they've added two more people to their family in the past month. The month of April, and so it was quite an experience. We had a couple of parties regarding those events, and I'm sure we'll have more because the Spanish people love the party. they love to have parties, and I love that too. So it really fits in with me, and I miss that because for 15 years, I didn't have anyone that I could share my life with. And so when she came around and she had a similar experience, so we're about 10 years, she didn't have anyone to share her life with. So it was a good match. And I tell people she's my angel from heaven that God sent down to me and sent me to her. Can you imagine the chances of someone from Colombia, South America, meeting someone from New Jersey in the United States? It's meeting in your own church. That's why I call her my miracle and my angel from heaven, because I believe God put us together, and I believe that we will be together for the rest of our lives because she is such a good woman. And we both love each other so much, and we both support each other so much, have trust and love, and just want to be together, and we want to stay together, and we pray together, and we go to worship together, excuse me, and we do all kinds of things together. We shop together because I'm teaching her about the difference the difference in currency in this country between here and Colombia. $1 in the United States is equal to 4,350 pesos in Colombia. So that's a tremendous difference in the money exchange. And that's just at this point. It keeps raising. It keeps going up more and more pesos per dollar. So that's just an area that's and she's learning the English language, by the way, and she got her permanent residency from the immigration people, so she's now a permanent resident of the United States, and that was a long process, and I learned a lot going through that with her, the next step, which takes 5 years, is to get permanent citizenship in the United States. And I think she can keep her citizenship in Colombia because they have a dual citizenship agreement. So she will be a citizen of both countries when we do that. I didn't know that it was 5 years. I thought as soon as we got the permanent residency done, that we could go start the citizenship program, but that's, you have to wait. That's the rules. I don't know if they're going to change those rules or not, but that's the rules at this point. So anyway, that gives you a little bit of history about my relationship with the Spanish people and my work with them and helping them. And I want you all to know that I'm not bragging about this. I'm just telling you the truth of what's happened in my life so that maybe you can relate to it. Maybe it'll help you. maybe it'll turn a light bulb on in your mind where you can say, oh, I think that's something I'd like to do, or I need some help in that area. So that's why I'm talking about these things, because I want whoever's listening on the internet, because my guests have not arrived yet, and they may not, because sometimes they come on, sometimes they don't, but that's okay. I have no control over that. As I said, sometimes we have 8 or 10 people on the show, and sometimes we have one or two. Sometimes we have, like today, no one shows up. But see, I'm on the show, and I'm willing to talk, and I'm willing to give you my experiences and to talk about the areas that I have some skills that the good Lord has given me, such as the ability to teach people how to communicate in the English language, and such as how the family works, and how things that we do every day impact our family, and the values that we have, how that can impact our children, and values like having a good spiritual background, having a good spiritual foundation, the value of truth, being truthful with people. And like we on this show, everything we talk about is truth, because that's what God wanted us to do. He didn't want us to lie. He doesn't teach us to lie. The other guy teaches us to lie. That's the one that they call Satan. And so that's what it's all about. And I believe in helping people. There's a thing called servant leadership. And servant leadership is something we teach people also. It's serving people. In other words, a boss in a corporation may have, let's say, has 10 people working for him, or she has 10 people working for her. Some bosses will say, this is what you got to do, and you have this much time to get it done, and you better get it done. And then they walk away from them. Well, that's not servant leadership. The way we approach it is that we say, look, here's some things that we would recommend you do to change your life, to maybe in the areas that you're interested in. If you want to make some additional income, here's some things that you could do to help them. Maybe you need to get certified in a certain area. Maybe you need to get some additional education. Well, we can help you with those too. And I want you to understand, it's not a free lunch, and it's not welfare. I don't charge for my services, by the way. I'm a certified life coach, and I don't charge for that service. I give people whatever they need and whatever recommendations that I think would be good for them, and then I work with them. I serve them to help them, and I serve whoever they want to help. So that's why a servant leader is so important. And Dr. Joel Griffin was the epitome of what a servant leader is. He served people all over the world. And I know at least 25 different companies Joel Griffin was involved in helping people. And Captain Lynn Kane is the same way. He is a tremendous servant leader. And he continues to be a servant leader. He started a program called the Golden Rule Society. Over 50 years ago, he started that program. And he's been he's been nominated, excuse me, 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. And he is still doing it, and he will continue to do it. Lynn Kane is like me. He has no vision or desire to retire. He wants to continue to work with people until they put him in the ground and he moves on to a better place. That's my philosophy as well, also, by the way, that I have no desire to retire, because I believe retirement is a waste of time, because people just sit around. A lot of people that retire, they're just so confused in their life. They don't know what to do, and they don't know how to get started in anything. Well, we help people to get started. We say, here's a couple of things that you probably should do that would be good for you if that's your interest and that's what you want to do and that's what you have a need in. These things would be helpful to you. And then we encourage them and we work with them. And as long as someone wants me to work with them, I will work with them. And as long as the good Lord gives me the ability to work with people, I will continue to work with people. I have no desire to stop. Why would I want to stop when I'm having so much fun doing what I'm doing and enjoying it and loving it and loving the people I'm working with? So that's the way it works. I work with one of my sons yesterday, my oldest son, in construction. He's doing some... He owns some rental properties, and he's doing some renovation on those properties. And it's hard work. We stripped every piece of siding off of the house, and everything that was on the outside of the house. Even some of the main boards on the outside of the house we took off. And if they were in bad shape, we took them off. We cut them out. And we're doing that. And we have completed on this one house, we've completed one, two. The third side is nearly completed. And we started working on the fourth side of the house. And yeah, that's a pretty big house, too. It goes up three stories high. And here's this old man climbing up these ladders 30, 40 feet up in the air. Cutting out boards and replacing them and putting on new Tyvek on the outside of the house, wrapping the house with Tyvek and replacing the windows when they need to be replaced. In this one house, we replaced about 20 windows. So, and when you're up on a ladder with the window and trying to replace it, it's not an easy thing. It's rather difficult, but with the two of us working together, we're getting it done. We would be getting it done faster if we had more help, but then that runs the cost of doing it up, because you have to pay for your help. So, I am so appreciative of being able to still do that at my age. I'm in my 80s, by the way. But see, it doesn't hold me back, because I believe age is if you have the right mindset, age doesn't matter. And if the good Lord is willing to give you the ability to do things that you've done when you were younger, which He has in my case, we should appreciate those skills, and we should appreciate His blessings. And continue to work in those areas as long as we can, and as long as He gives us that ability. So one of the areas that I just wanted to touch on is health and wellness, because health and wellness is something that's near and dear to my heart. I believe that the good Lord has put in our bodies the ability to self-heal itself, and we have to help it along. He says, "Okay, I've given you these abilities for your body to heal, and I don't care what the situation is or what the disease is. It's not necessary to take drugs if you don't." If you can get by without doing that, it's not necessary to have chemotherapy or radiation treatments. If you have a disease that's causing you, that the doctors recommend it, because the body will heal itself. if you treat it right. You have to eat the right things. You have to take the right kinds of supplements to supplement the food. And you have to do some things like maybe exercise and to get the right amount of sleep. Those kinds of things are necessary to heal the body. Because I have regular doctors that I go to, two of them, one for my thyroid and one for my prostate, and a regular practitioner that I go to. And I also have a doctor that's, teaches alternative medication. And she's the one I get my supplements from. And she checks me out about once every couple of months and makes recommendations to me. And I can get supplements and I can take those supplements. And that helps different areas of my body. If it's a spot of cancer on your prostate, she has helped me to take care of that, and it's gone. And she has helped me with my thyroid issues, and that's getting better. Improvements over time. So, but I'm not taking drugs that have many side effects, and I don't believe in taking drugs because I've proven to myself and to my wife that the body doesn't need those drugs because they have too many side effects. Believe it or not, scientists are proving now that there have been many side effects on the COVID vaccines that were given to people. And they are causing many, many serious problems in people, like blood clots and heart problems and other things like that, because those vaccines were developed without very little testing on the human body, but now those things are beginning to come out, that hundreds and thousands of people have been drastically affected by these things, and some have been dying. It's being blamed on the COVID itself, but a lot of doctors are finding out that it's not the COVID, it's the vaccine, and it's the, many doctors have said in the beginning of COVID that there are alternative treatments that will help people to fight the COVID, but the government had a different idea. They wanted to have everybody vaccinated, and then they put on mandates, and then they took everybody out of their work situation and out of their churches and out of their schools and everything, and they restricted them to go live at home and don't go back to work. That caused some serious problems as well. A lot of emotional problems came from that. A lot of different mental issues were caused by that. Not only the adults, but the children as well, because they couldn't get together with their friends. They couldn't study in a school environment, in a classroom environment. Online training is helpful, but it's not the same as going to school, and if that's been proven over and over again. So anyway, a lot of those kinds of things have occurred from the COVID. Just the COVID itself has caused that. So anyway, I just give you that as an example of some things that I believe, as I said, I believe that what the good Lord says, he's given us the ability to stay healthful. And he's given us the ability for our bodies to take care of solving health problems, and without drugs, statin drugs that can cause so many different side effects. So anyway, I've been kind of rambling on here, but I because I don't have a guest today. That's the, I believe, the best way to give you some of my experiences and some of my views. And I want you all to understand, any of you that are listening on the internet, that these are my views, my feelings about things, and my extensive research on the areas that I'm talking about, the areas of healing and the areas of health and the areas of helping other people. I've had an extensive amount of training in those areas and an extensive amount of experience, because having a large family like I do, you have many, you come across many situations in your life and the life of the children and the life of your spouse. I lost my first wife to cancer, and but it was she fought that for at least 5 years, and she finally succumbed to that. And it was before I was involved in all of the alternative ways of curing problems, so I couldn't help her because I didn't know how to help her. So we had to go by the advice of the medical profession. And that was the three things that kill people in cancer: surgery, cutting part of it out, and radiation, and I can't think of the third one right now. But anyway, there's three different. It starts with a C. But anyway, it's chemotherapy, that was the third one, chemo. And see how things just come to you? You can be not be able to recall something real quick, and all of a sudden it comes to you. But anyway, chemo, radiation, and surgery are the three main areas that mainstream doctors do. And you know what their goal is? Their goal is to have the person live at least 5 years. And if they live 5 years, it doesn't matter how they're suffering during that 5 years. But if they live 5 years, they call it a success. And that's nothing. That's not good. It's not a success. It's a total failure. I had cancer at least twice now in my life. And that's over a period of 25 years. And I'm still kicking. And I'm still helping people, and I'm still able to do things like help my son climb up ladders 35 feet in the air and cut out boards and put new boards in there. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that's the situation. That's the truth. And I tell you this truthfully, honestly, sincerely, with love, because I care about you. I care about all the people that might be listening. So I want to. It's about time to stop talking now, because we've just about run out of time. Our show is broadcast 1 hour, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, Eastern time, 12 noon to 1 o'clock, and we'll talk about whatever comes to our minds. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you come on, you dial in 714-816-4686. We'll talk with you. We'll talk with your, and we'll find out if you have some needs or you have some interests that you want us to help you with. And we'll help you to create a plan. We'll help you to get some ideas, some recommendations from us, because we're trained and specialized in those areas. If we are not able to do it, we have the contacts that we can refer you to someone who can help you. So take advantage of it. Dial in 714-816-4686 and on any day. Now, I only broadcast on Thursdays. Unless someone needs my help on another day, I will broadcast at that time. But it's a life changer for you to come in and to listen and to learn and to take advantage of what we have available and the help that we have available. So I'm offering it to you for free. You can call me on my cell phone if you want to. It's area 908-209-9202, and that's Bob Oakley, O-A-K-L-E-Y. That's 908-209-9202, and I'll be happy to talk with you anytime. And I ask people to, if you have texting, to please send me a text before you call me, because that way I can put you in my address book and I'll know who's calling me. And send me a text with your name and your telephone number if you want me to call you back. And I will more than happily call you. I may not get back to you the first day. I may not get back to you the first week. But if you send me a text, I will call you, and I promise you, I will help you in whatever area you need help. And if I can't help you, I will refer you to someone who can. So I want to say God bless you all. You have a great day. And this is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off for today. And remember, Captain Lynn Kane and Ron Clayton are talking tomorrow on the radio show. And it'll be a tremendous experience for you to come on. And I know you will learn some things, and you might even find something that you'd be interested in. So God bless you all, and God bless America, and God bless everyone else in the world. Have a great day. Bye-bye.